Good, Tracy? Entertained motion to come out of executive session, back into regular session.
So moved.
Motion, Mr. Hudson.
Second.
Second, Mr. Riley. Any questions on the motion? Take the vote. Schaefer?
Yes.
Mrs. Green?
Yes.
Mr. Riley?
Yes.
Mr. Hudson?
Yes.
I will be back in regular session. Mr. Moore?
Yes, Your Honor, I believe that you're going to indicate that they're prepared for a motion.
Couldn't have said it better myself.
Very good. So you're saying ditto, right?
There is a motion to be presented concerning the appeal.
I'm going to give the gavel to Mr. Hudson. I've got a motion.
Mr. President, please read your motion.
It's lengthy, so just give me time. Though I'm reading highlights of submitting this motion, the entire thing will be in the record. This is an appeal of the Planning and Zoning Commission's denial of a subdivision application for Coral Lake Subdivision number 2021-06, filed by Shell Brothers LLC. The standard review for appeal from commission decisions does not permit counsel to substitute its own opinion for that of the commission, nor does it permit a rehearing of what was before commission. It was a hearing of record, and the council's review is limited to that record. The Delaware Supreme Court held that the commission's consideration of subdivision plan applications act in a manner that is partly in ministerial and partly in judicial capacity, and therefore on appeal the appealing body must determine whether the decision is supported by substantial evidence and is free from legal error. Substantial evidence means much relevant evidence as a reasonable mind might accept as adequate to support a conclusion. Therefore, if there is substantial evidence that demonstrates a commission's decision was based on an orderly and logical review of the evidence and the law was accurately applied, the council must uphold the commission's approval. I will now review the issue before council as outlined by Judge Tolliver and referenced in the party submissions in support of their respective positions. I believe the commission acted upon the application within 45 days of the submission. In its attachment to notice of appeal, appellant alleges that the plan should have been automatically approved by the commission, approved when the commission did not act on the plan 45 days after it was submitted. The commission's response explains that this date would have been unrealistic and contrary to its longstanding practice that the commission has never considered the 45-day requirement to start on any day other than the date that the record closes on a subdivision's public hearing. Since no date is feasible, the commission would not have received vital information from various sources which are required in the Sussex County Code and Delaware Code, as well as additional input sought and received during the process. The commission's position is further bolstered by Rule 3 of Delaware Supreme Court Internal Operating Procedures, which supports construing submission as the date upon which all evidence is before the court. The commission cannot be charged with making its decision on a plan until such time as all steps in the process have been completed, including the public hearing and the record has been closed. If construed as the appellant alleges, the 45-day requirement would have been commenced on January 18, 2022. This interpretation would have required the commission to begin the review and the deliberation process prior to the public hearing, which is a great source of information on a variety of issues from various sources that may affect the property subject to the plan, and during which the record is sometimes left open for receipt of additional information from agencies or staff. It would be anti-ethical to begin the review process before the commission is in process possession of all relevant facts, supporting documents, and comments from the various agencies, staff, and the like. On March 10, 2022, the commission voted to deny the plan by 4-1 vote. This vote took place 42 days after the record was closed, which is clearer than the 45-day window. I believe the commission engaged in an orderly process. However, there is no evidence of logical review of the record. Appellant alleges that the commission's conclusion was not the result of an orderly and logical review of the evidence and applicable provisions of the subdivision ordinance. I agree in part. A public hearing was held on January 27, 2022. As set forth in the commission's response at the hearing and during deliberations, the commission reviewed the submitted documentation and discussed a variety of issues pertaining to the site, including but not limited to wetlands, drainage on the adjacent site, interconnectivity, stormwater design, DLDOT issues, adjacent developments, an archaeological study, adjacent airplane landing strip, and more. However, to be logical, it is tantamount to the process that all evidence be reviewed and analyzed such that the parties are clear and to the reason for the commission decision. We were unable to determine how the evidence was analyzed because the commission failed to provide any reason in support of its vote. Therefore, while the process itself was orderly, it is not clear that the review was logical. I believe the commission erred when it failed to provide adequate reasons for its denial of the application. Appellant alleges that the commission erred by failing to provide reasons in support of its vote to deny the application. Appellant further notes that the commission's own rules of procedure requires the commission to provide a written decision. While the commission engaged in the orderly review process, the decision does not reflect a logical review because the commission failed to provide any reason in support of its vote to deny. In fact, the commission's own attorney drafted proposed findings and then on the record gave opinion as to those findings. His advice was ignored. The law is well settled in Delaware that the zoning bodies must provide reason to support its vote. Country Preservation Association of Kent County versus Kent County Levy Court is similar to this matter in that the council members made no statements as to the reasons for their votes. The Supreme Court stated that the zoning body must record. Hold on, my back's out here. Must create or record a state of state on the record as reason for zoning change. The bottom line is this: it is not enough that the zoning body's decision appears reasonable or that there was evidence to support those who decided to vote a certain way on the rezoning application. The record must establish the basis for the zoning body's decision. If the council finds that the commission misapplied or misinterpreted the application, the applicable sections of this chapter, or that its findings were not the result of an orderly or logical review of the evidence, and the applicable provisions of this chapter, the council may send the matter back to the commission for further review and consideration if the council considers it necessary. It may direct that the commission hold a new hearing, specify the time period within such hearings shall be held, and direct the commission to issue a written decision containing the findings and conclusions following the rehearing. The council may reverse the decision. Even though the record before council and the appellant has provided its reasons in support of a reversal of the commission decision, I believe that because it's the public body which heard all the evidence and reviewed the record in total, resolution of this matter is within the commission's purview. This is especially important to determine whether the appellant met all the criteria required for approval. As such, I believe that a reversal is not the appropriate remedy. For the reasons above, I find as follows: that the Planning and Zoning Commission timely considered and ruled on the application and did not violate the 45-day requirement. That the commission engaged in an orderly process such that as the applicant followed the application, the commission received and reviewed the comments and reports from various agencies, the public, etc. A public hearing was held, and the commission discussed the issues before it. That the commission did not provide the required written reasons that would permit this body to determine whether there is a logical review of the application. Therefore, for the reasons which are considered a part of this motion, I move that this matter be remanded back to the commission for further consideration of the entire record, all evidence and facts of this application in an open session, to consult with legal counsel, take a public vote thereon, with instruction to clearly state in the record reason in support of the commission's vote in accordance with 9 Delaware 6811 and the commission's rules of procedure. Section 15.4, to issue a written decision containing findings and conclusions that are consistent with the law. This process should be completed on or before August 31st, 2022. That's the motion.
We have a motion. Do we have a second?
Second.
Okay, we have a motion and a second on the floor. Any questions on the motion?
I have a question, if you don't mind. Just to be clear, so I don't make a mistake, a yes vote to this motion would remand the decision to the P&Z Commission for reconsideration, not a new public hearing.
Correct.
And a re-vote, whether it be affirmative or negative.
Yeah, that's correct.
At all of August 31st.
A no vote would be to support the denial of the application.
That would be a reversal.
A no vote on this motion.
Well, no. There would be another way you could do it. It would be a reversal, but a no vote on this would be you just do not want this motion.
That's correct.
Yeah.
Okay.
Call for the vote.
Okay, we'll take the vote. Mr. Shaver.
I feel that the commission did act in an orderly and logical review of the evidence and stated the rationale for their vote during the deliberations and review of the testimony throughout the hearing process. And I feel that Rule 5.5 of the Planning and Zoning Commission is crystal clear that a affirmative motion for approval requires a majority vote, and it did not receive it. So therefore, it failed, and I will vote no for this motion.
Okay. Mrs. Green.
So I agree with the statement by Mr. Schaefer, Councilman Schaefer. My position is that it didn't get the three votes needed for approval, and it was denied, and so I vote no. Yes.
Okay. Mr. Riley.
I think for the reasons stated, read into the record by President Vincent, that and the fact that there was no rationale given to not support the motion at the planning and zoning hearing, that I will vote yes.
And I, for the reasons read into the, I'm sorry, I should, Mr. President, I'm sorry.
Right, you're right. Obviously, I read the motion, it's my motion. I think it needs to be remanded back. They need to review what they did and come up with reasons either for or against it. I'm going to vote yes.
And I vote yes based on the reasons in the motion by Mr. President.
Okay.
And we're 3-2 in favor.
Passes,
yeah. So it will pass.
And that is the decision of council, and that completes the hearing.
It completes the hearing. Now it's back to Mr. President for adjournment motion.
And then motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Motion, Mr. Schaefer.
Second.
Second, Mr. Riley. Question on the motion. We'll take a vote. Mr. Schaefer.
Yes.
Mrs. Green.
Yes.
Mr. Riley.
Yes.
Mr. Hudson.
Yes.
I vote yes. Adjourn. Thank you all very much.